the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Welcome, everybody, to Rant EM Radio's coverage of WWE Payback on this Sunday night. Running a couple of minutes late today, no biggie, but we thank everybody for joining us. I am AA, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my goodness, and we got a full board today of callers, full panel, and we're going to be busy, busy, busy tonight. The Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
We've got Brian.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Rage.
What's up, fuckers?
Only him.
And Surfer.
Good evening.
He'll learn one day. He'll learn.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully we're not praying. Late.
One day we'll have nice, gentlemen. One day.
All right. Oh, well, like I said, welcome, everybody. It is Payback. And I tell you, Payback, Lee's Backyard, Baltimore, Maryland. And
he's reporting from live.
He's reporting live from his house.
Oh, exactly. And, he's not spending his
money. Yeah, I don't think there was enough that warranted him going. Now, I want to remind everybody that you're, you know, you're here for the pre-show, but of course, stick with us over the course of the next 5 hours because we'll be chatting at the end of this pre-show in the network chat room. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, we'll hit the air once again live at 11 p.m. with a post-show recapping everything that went down. And also, coverage galore on this network for the next next 14 days, so to speak, because this coming Wednesday, Phil and Dave will be doing the pre-show for NXT TakeOver Unstoppable.
It's just me, boss.
Oh, it's just you.
Mega Powers won't be on this week.
Ah, so look at that. So Phil will be flying solo, but I'm sure you'll be joined by somebody.
Yeah, I'm hoping Brian could jump in, Tony C. I know Matt Squires wants to jump in, so we'll have a nice little cast of heads in there.
And then following that will be a full episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Yeah.
But in 2 weeks' time, we'll be back here once again for a WWE Network exclusive. We'll be back here for the Elimination Chamber. Our coverage of that begins at 7 p.m. That'll be on Sunday, May the 31st.
And I'm sorry, is that a full pay-per-view or is that just a match?
It is a Network exclusive event.
Oh, Jesus.
So it is
every
a pay-per-view.
Every title in the chamber pretty
right.
much, probably, right?
Yeah, probably. So it's going to be a busy night, busy time around here. And also, we got a little bit of a programming note because the paperwork, the appropriate paperwork was filed, the petitions were signed and everything. So coming up, now we've got the Best of 2015 so far marathon that's going to air on Memorial Day. That's next Monday. Both That Awful Podcast and Freaks and Geeks will not air on Memorial Day. In fact, That Awful Podcast will air at 7 p.m. on Tuesday of that week. So basically Tuesday the 26th. The Rant will air at 8. And Freaks and Effing Geeks will air at 11. So you're going to have a triple header on
Woo!
Tuesday, May 26th. So, yes. So
my
it's
birthday,
be very
May 26th.
Look at that.
43.
A nice triple header. At 23 years old, you say, huh?
43.
43.
I'm eating 43 White Castles that night, Rage. What?
Ring the bell.
Unbelievable. I mean, you two have just been talking smack.
I love it.
All week, and of course,
I am not scared of this guy.
I don't know, Rage.
I love that he's not scared.
Rage, I know you were trying to intimidate him by posting a picture of your lunch, but I tell you, that was a measly excuse for a meal.
That was Rage, you're going to pull a Roberto Duran.
Yeah, I said it was.
It was more intimidating than.
Whoa! What did Double A just say?
It was a measly excuse for a lunch.
A measly.
You know what, Double A's?
To be showing off.
Careful what you say, because
that was a decent lunch for me.
Careful what you
say. Double A, seen my promo video I released.
You released another one, or you released a?
No, there wasn't another one. I just my own personal.
Oh, your own. I haven't seen it.
It's on the turnbuckle page.
I'll have to go and take a look at it.
The one where you
pal, that was a pretty. Listen, pal, that was a pretty decent meal for me. Don't always. Just buzz off of me. All right, I'm fine. Ready, I'll be ready.
He's ready. He's ready, kids.
He's ready, Freddy.
You're gonna pull a. Rage, you're going to pull a Duran, and you're going to no moss.
He's going to pull a hamstring.
No moss.
He's going
to
pull.
Can I get you to add a twist to this contest?
Go ahead.
Okay.
By the way, this contest, this event, will take place during our SummerSlam pre-show.
Yeah.
That'll be on Sunday, August 26th, but we still got time for that. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
I say for every, maybe 10th burger you throw down, you got to drown it in hot sauce. Right?
No.
Oh, hell no.
No, we're good. This is going to be standard rules, just everyday rules, and that's it. We're not gonna
Michael Buffer to announce.
Exactly.
This
we're gonna get Michael Buffer.
Wifey's shopping for a gown. No joke. She wants to dress up for the occasion since we're gonna be televising it.
Well, there you go.
Yep. She's going all out, man. I'm telling you. Tank's excited. Mega Powers is getting himself a referee shirt with a whistle.
It's good stuff.
Like Slick Johnson.
He's going to call it right down the middle.
Tell the missus you better have a puke bucket ready for extra.
Oh, boy.
Everybody knows Rage is taking a dive in this
puke bucket. Playoff. Huh. Interesting. I've never thrown up in my life.
We're gonna get so many hits on this on the page that night. It's the site's gonna crash.
If you barf, you automatically lose. That's automatically disqualification.
About a month ago, the whole network crashed. It went out for 24 hours, and that's why there was a one day that Freaks and Effing Geeks didn't air, and come to find out, it was for service. On the servers and everything. I'm glad they did it. Because it seems that they're preparing in advance.
Yeah, they're waiting. They know.
They know. They know what's going to happen.
This is the biggest event since Pacquiao Mayweather.
That's right.
And we need some cash for this, so go to rantdmradio.com,
right.
Click on the PayPal account, and donate a couple. We need to buy at least 200 burgers for this, and a diet soda for Brian.
Yeah.
200 burgers.
If somebody doesn't cough up the money, Phil's got to scrape together a few quarters to get that Diet Coke.
Yeah, no, I'll supply the beverages. I'm just busting shots, but supply the beverages and everything else. I just need,
All I need is some water. Nothing more, nothing less.
I got you, homie. I got you. I got a big pitcher with your name on it. Don't worry about it.
No moss.
No moss.
Unbelievable. You guys. Thank God.
I'm just excited, man. This is going to be so cool.
Thank God you're an EMT.
I'm trying to secure a defibrillator. So
I believe it.
Yeah, I'm trying to secure a defibrillator.
I believe it.
Not that I'm saying.
Oh my God!
It's gonna happen, but maybe shock. Dave might go into shock, seeing all that meat because he doesn't eat all that crap.
I gotta tell you, somebody's gonna scream like JR and be like, "Well, somebody stop the damn match!
Somebody stop!"
I think it's cruelty to the animal to kill that many horses off.
Listen. Somebody has to sacrifice something.
Someone who eats chicken spread, right?
Exactly.
Chicken.
Nah, bull. Like it's meat. Oh, please.
Stop it.
Go hug a tree, surfer.
Pigeon
spread. Surfer, you got to make it for this trip. You got to come up for this event, man. You got to come up for this. It's going to be off the chain.
It would be something to go up there.
You should come up here, man. Oh, we do it in the backyard.
The Bulls, thank you.
Be crazy.
I got this. Is now? I have some precursor audio here of, you know, of Castle Slam. This is when Brian decides to grab six in one shot, and Rage just is shocked. Okay. That's pretty much what it's going to be like. Now, of course, today I've got a guest here with me, but you're not going to get on the mic, Isabella. And please, don't mess up my bed. Isabella is here watching the pay-per-view today.
You have a house guest.
Yeah, well, Jake is downstairs.
Let me just say this one last thing. Like I said, Brian, I'm not scared of you. I'm ready for this.
Nobody said you were scared.
You're the one that opened your...
You, exactly. Not the other way around. I'm ready.
Exactly.
I know that. Coming into your backyard, and I'm rolling into the Decker Dome like, what, bitch?
Do you understand? Do you understand? This is like you walking up to Shaq and saying, hey, you want to go to the hardwoods? I'll fold you like a piece of paper.
I don't know what's more exciting, the fact that Brian's actually coming up to New York or that Rage called him out. I really don't – I'm really serious. I don't know what's more exciting, the fact that Rage
– SummerSlam is going to be an auspicious occasion. You get Castle Slam, Brock Lesnar walking out with the title. I can't wait.
I can't wait either, man. I'm stoked.
I can't wait.
Well, in the meantime,
like promotional posters going, or
we're gonna have all that stuff. We have
contract signing.
We're
gonna
have all that stuff. It's coming up.
Yep.
We've got
George Washington Duke.
I've decided that we're gonna do a very special. We're gonna do the contract signing on Turnbuckle Throwbacks as we decided.
Yep.
But we're also going to have a much like how WWE they put together a special. Like when WrestleMania rolled around, they put together like a Roman Reigns type special. I figure we're going to do something like that leading up to the event. Maybe we'll piece together the tale of the tape and things like that leading up to the event.
My half of my one promo's done. We're waiting for the other half. We're waiting.
I know,
Rage,
right?
To come through with
where
this.
The hell is your thing, Rage? You told me on the 7th.
Say what?
Where's your promo? Where's your video?
My promo. I'll give you my promo video this week. I promise. Cross my heart.
Yeah.
And you didn't say hope to die though.
Yeah,
you
gotta
say hope to die.
Hope to die. Look, like I said, I'll give you my promo video this week. I promise. I'll give it to you by Thursday. How about that? Sound good?
By Thursday.
Yes,
oh
on Thursday.
God, that's 5 days
because,
away.
Because this week is actually like a really big week for me. So
what makes it big, Rage? Because we do have to get to this pay per view.
I'm gonna make it a long story short. I got a date. That's it.
What does that have to do with your video?
What does that have to do with
for a date?
Just move on.
But wait a minute. What the hell does that have to do with your date, though?
He's got a manscape for 3 days.
That makes no sense. Unless you're shoring up that red streak in your hair, I don't know what it is.
I don't want this girl to see me stuffing down six burgers in front of her. No, man. Oh. That's not a good look.
So Rage, what would you rather? Would you rather that or her be like, you know what? This kid really showed me a good time. Oh, this video? Oh, I see.
Anyway.
There's a video of him. And then she'd be like, oh, God, I'm going out with him?
You're going to put this. You're going to make this a private video, so she's not going to. So you're not going to show her.
You post it on the page. She can see it.
Yeah, but you're going to make
Rage. Whatever. Do what you at this point. Do it. Do it. You're making it difficult for no reason.
Promo video will be out.
Your video was due 10 days ago.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
You know how play is about
I've been in between some shit. Okay.
Listen, don't give me. I've been in between this. I've been in between that.
I
don't know what goes on. You don't know what goes on in my life, sir.
Listen. All I asked you to do was to get some burgers and tape yourself eating it. That's all I asked for. If you can't, if you can't dedicate 5 minutes of your time to do that,
I can and will do it. Calm down. Let me do what I got to do, sir.
Already done it. That's the point.
Let me do what I got to do.
No,
okay?
You issued a challenge, right? There's a certain protocol on this network, and you have to adhere to it. You opened your mouth. Now you have to follow the rules.
I will back it up. I want that video
Monday night before Freaks and Geeks. I want that video tomorrow before Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Anyways.
Progress. That's it. Later, Lord, boss.
Jesus Christ.
If you don't like it, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
No mas.
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
And the first time I was going to do my video, I couldn't even make it home because I ate the motherfuckers in the car on the way home. So,
I mean, what
the hell? Just to be honest.
All right, let's get to this pay-per-view. My goodness. All right, folks, it is Payback. It is live from the bulk, from the historic Baltimore Arena, Baltimore, Maryland. And a lot of things to talk about. And, of course, we'll see the team of Macho Man down Curtis Axel going up against the Ascension during the kickoff on the WWE Network. We'll go around the room, get everybody's predictions as we normally do on these pre-shows. This time we'll start with, let's start with Phil on this one. Macho Mandow, Axel Mania.
I'll take the funny team for the win. I don't see it. The Ascension's not going to get any kind.
You're
of
going with the Mega Powers.
Yeah, the Meta Powers. Right?
Now I got a very good question, Phil.
Okay.
It's a pay per view tonight.
It is, sir.
Do you think that just for shiggles?
Kicks and giggles.
Shiggles. Shiggles. Did you just make a new word up?
I heard Bob Saget use it.
Okay.
Just for shiggles. And besides, there's a 10-year-old here. I can't believe that they're... I can't believe the Elimination Chamber's coming. But anyways, that they're going to break out... they're going to break out, you know...
The handshake?
Well, they did the handshake already.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what if, you know, the Ascension comes out and then there's just a silence in the arena and then you hear...
That's not far fetched. It's not far fetched. Tony C might
Big Show did it one time, so
Tony C may fall out of his chair if that happens.
No, they can't do that.
Why not? Your boy ain't gonna come out and show some love.
Why? That'd be something else.
So we got some people pretending to be the Mega Powers. What about somebody pretending to be the Superpowers?
Ooh, who? Dusty and Nikita?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be me and Mr. X.
Yeah.
come August.
Because Mr. X has got that he can stick that tongue out and make that face the same way Nikita did. The only thing is he's got to perfect his broken Russian.
I will cut the nastiest Dusty promo with some mellow yellow and...
That would have been an awesome tag team match if they had the Mega Powers go up against the Superpowers.
Superpowers were shit.
Oh, man. All right, Surfer, what about you?
Probably the Ascension.
The Ascension?
Yeah.
All right. What about Tony C?
The Meta Powers for the win.
The Meta Powers. Okay. Brian.
I'm going with Ascension, and the Meta Powers explode on Raw.
Okay. Rage.
The Ascension.
Now look, he sounds so defeated now. Jeez.
I defeated my ass. He's got
his game face on. Don't throw him off.
Since he thinks he's backing me into a corner or some shit.
I'm not backing you into a corner. I know what's going on in your life.
How do you know?
What's going on?
I know exactly what's going on in your life, douchebag. You've been watching the NHL playoffs, and you're watching the NBA playoffs.
No, I haven't.
And your fat ass has been glued to that television screen, not giving a damn about anything else. That's what's going on.
I just hit you with a douchebag.
That's right. That's right. Playoff. That's right.
Bag of douche.
Jesus H. Christmas. Good Lord. Anyways, I'm going with the mega powers, or the meta powers, whatever we're calling them today. Let's get right into the rest of the card. And of course, right now, Nikki and Brie Bella are cutting a promo, because the match that we're going to next talk about is Naomi and Tamina versus the Bella Twins. We'll start with Tony C on this one.
I'm going to take the in-laws for the win.
Okay.
The in-laws.
That's, you know what? I never thought about it like that. Okay. Surfer.
You know who I'm going with. You don't even have to ask that one.
Of course. Your girlfriends.
That's right.
See, Surfer wants to be in the middle.
You got it.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, but
They, you know, I'll go 50 Shades of Grey with those two.
Not Tamina, though. She looks like
like a man.
No, it's not that. She looks like she could headbutt you, and it's going to hurt.
Yeah, I'll take the pain.
That too.
I was about to say that. He may be into that, boss.
All right. Doom. Whatever.
She's Snooker's kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, brother.
what about you, Phil?
I'm taking that fat ass and Snooker's daughter. I'll take that sandwich.
I was about to say which one. Anyways, Brian.
I agree with the rest of the panel on that so far.
Okay, Rage.
No Bella love. I'm going with Tamina and Naomi in a fucking thrashing.
I don't know about a thrashing, but okay. I'm going with them too. I'm going with Naomi and Tamina. And I think this will set up Tamina's title match against Nikki Bella probably tomorrow night on Raw from, I think it's in Richmond tomorrow. I think. I'm not sure.
They're going to VA tomorrow?
They might be.
Tamina's getting a title match, not Naomi?
What was that? Say that again, Surfer?
Tamina's getting a title match?
Why would she get a title match? Yeah, tomorrow night they're in Richmond. They're in Norfolk for SmackDown.
You going to the Scope?
I go into the Scope in Norfolk.
That's the fight of the VX Tank, right?
Yes. That's right.
They're in Norfolk? Okay.
They're going to be in Norfolk on Tuesday. They're going to be in Richmond on Monday.
Oh, okay. SmackDown's in Norfolk.
Yeah, SmackDown's in Norfolk. Anyways, okay. Yeah, I think Naomi, though, is going to get her match tomorrow night in Richmond. That's what I think. That's just me predicting what could be in the near future.
You mean for the title? She'll win the title tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. And the Bellas will finally...
The Bellas exploding and the title change to the Divas.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Did
about...
Did Nikki's boobs get bigger, or did she just win a push-up bra?
Could be that. I think it's the push-up bra, because, I mean, she's already got a purchased pair.
Yeah.
Anyways, King Barrett versus Neville in a rematch from the finals of the King of the Ring. Barrett feels that he can take out the newest sensation of the WWE. This should be a one for the ages. I was going to say a classic, but it should be a good match. Anyways, we'll start with Brian on this one.
I will go Neville.
You're going with Neville? Okay.
Yep.
Tony C.
Neville.
What about you, Phil?
I'm going to take Barrett.
You think Barrett is going to...
Yeah, I think Barrett's on a roll right now.
I wish they would put the crown on the line.
Yeah, they don't do that no more.
You know, but... Surfer.
We're going with Neville Chamberlain.
Neville Chamberlain.
Rage.
Mighty Mouse.
One of these days, just like Jackie Gleason, bang, zoom, right to the moon. And then you're going to regret the day you crossed me, sir.
Oh, you're going to bet a threat?
No, that's a promise.
It sounds like fighting words.
fighting words, Rage, you probably got 300 pounds on me, but I'd still whoop your ass. Okay? And I'm not a, small guy.
He's going to get enough of these fat jokes. I'm telling you, he really is.
Rage, I don't have to shimmy into a chair.
Oh,
all right. That's what you call fighting words. All right.
All right, double A. Okay.
Wow.
Sherman
Clump. I'm not going to say anything else.
How the bus is on fire today, huh, boys?
Keep on going.
Maybe I should call Buddy Love to help you out.
He's
what the hell is R-Truth doing out?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Maybe he heard our rant last night on Wrestling Call-In Show.
Oh, there was a rant last night on the call-in
show?
Yeah,
you know, they brought up the brothers again. I had to call in and interject and serve everybody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I took care of that with the quickness.
Dolph's, yeah. I'm going with Neville on this one. Anyways, Aaron Neville.
I want him to win and then put the shit on like Duggan did when he took Race's crown and did the little strut around the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree with Double A, though. They should put the crown up, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
New king every week.
Yep. Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus.
Who cares about this match?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's start with... let's start with a Rage on this one.
I'm going with Sheamus via DQ, and that'll set up a match probably tomorrow night or sometime within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Isabella, in and out is driving me nuts. Okay.
What'd I do?
Not you. I'm talking about Isabella. Oh. Anyways. Oh my God. Where was it? Brian.
I just said eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and Sheamus didn't win.
All right. Tony C.
I'm going with the future Intercontinental Champion, Sheamus.
Okay. Surfer.
Ziggler.
Okay. And Phil.
I was gonna take Ziggles, but I'm gonna go with Sheamus. Just to like, I agree, Rage. I'll prolong the feud.
Sinister just came down.
I know. I'm curious as to why this match is going on. I'm just, I don't know. I just feel I've been surprised by the WWE for no reason. Is Cody gonna break out those damn spiders again?
Yep. Like only Sinister Minister King.
Okay, Isabella.
Isn't it like WWE spring cleaning season again?
Oh, summertime, Rage.
No, I thought it was spring. I thought they do that every spring. Start firing.
Memorial Day is the...
I think they're pretty light right now. I mean, I don't even know who the hell they could get rid of.
Okay.
They can start with Lost Boots.
Okay, I'm going with, who did I say I was going with on this?
I'm sorry, I had to step away. No. I'm back.
I'm going with Ziggler.
So you guys are going against the future Intercontinental Champion?
Absolutely.
Really?
That's the reason why I'm going with Ziggler, because he is going to be champion.
All right.
So he doesn't need to win.
You mean Sheamus is going to be champion.
When is the Intercontinental deal? When's that one? Is that tonight?
2 weeks.
The 2 weeks.
Chamber.
At the Chamber. In two weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the next match we're about to cover, I wish you all could see the match card WWE posted online. By the way, big night on Wednesday, because we want you to not only be a part of our coverage for NXT Unstoppable and Turnbuckle Throwbacks, but also, stay up, because it's also David Letterman's last show. Anyways.
Yeah. Isn't Dylan performing?
I don't know. I don't know who's on tap. Yeah.
Bill Murray's going to be on.
Jack, yeah, Bill Murray's
going to come on. I'm going to DVR that show.
Yeah. I think I set my DVR already for
it. I think I'm trying to do a overblown out last show. They're just going to do a regular show and say thanks. And
I don't think Dave would allow it.
Is it
an 8 o'clock special or nothing? It's a normal time show.
Normal time
show. It should be. It should be an 8 o'clock show. It should be a live 8 o'clock show.
Johnny would agree. They tried to. They wanted to do that whole Hollywood gale. He's like, no, I'm doing a regular show.
Letterman,
say goodbye, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that's how Letterman wants to go.
Is he getting replaced, or are they ending the show completely?
He's retired.
What's that?
Stephen Colbert's taking over.
Yeah.
Oh, Colbert is taking over. Wow. Yeah.
He takes over. I think his first show is in September.
That's awesome.
And from what I understand, as soon as they burn through a couple of weeks of Letterman reruns, they're supposed to air reruns of CSI and NCIS and things like that in that time slot until Colbert debuts.
Well,
CSI's ending this fall, right?
Yeah.
Colbert.
Letterman's the last of the old school. This is kind of monumental.
I know. Anyways, so back to this picture I'm looking at. Go to WWE.com and pull up the picture for the WWE Tag Team title match. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd try to regain the titles against the team of The New Day in a 2 out of 3 falls match. This should be a very, very good match because this 2 out of 3 falls stipulation actually favors Cesaro and Kidd. It does not favor The New Day.
You would think.
If New Day can switch in and out wrestlers.
And I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to initiate the free bird rule tonight in that aspect. And they're going to have multiple. They're going to be switching out the combinations throughout the matches. But the stipulation, I think, favors Kidd and Cesaro. Let's start with Tony C.
You know.
Go.
Who's going to have this match on top? New Day, feel the power of the New Day. They'll win it 2 falls to 1.
Okay.
I'm taking the New Day.
Now let's ask this. When you give your pick, will it be, will they exchange falls, or will it be a situation where the losing team gets the first fall and the winning team gets the last 2 falls?
No, they'll exchange.
Everybody thinks they're going to exchange falls?
Yeah, they got a kill time.
All right.
So, that's the whole reason they have these matches. I've never seen one not go just 2. It's always 3.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is that they go the 3 falls, but
so 1 then 2.
That
wins.
Nobody's going to have 2 straight in the second and third match.
I see New Day winning the last 2 falls.
Look at that, Brian giving his pick, Surfer.
I'm feeling the power.
So you really think that the new birds are the tag team of the future?
That's right. Big Teddy's gonna bring it out in that third win.
All right, Rage.
I'm going sadly with the New Day. Bold prediction. This is gonna be a sweep.
Hey, man, it's positivity over here, man. Don't cover that negative stuff.
Exactly.
What about you, Phil?
I'm going to go with the New Day. I'm feeling the Blackbirds.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
Blackbirds. I didn't think about that.
Boy, Blackbirds, okay.
Blackbirds.
Maybe they should change their music, too.
So, how long does Cesaro and Kidd stay together as a team once they...
What was that, Surfer?
How long does Cesaro and Kidd stay together as a team?
Oh, I think they're going to be a team for a while. It gives them both something to do.
They got to do something with Cesaro, man. They're wasting him away.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be a team for a while because together they make a very good team. And actually, any person that Cesaro's been paired up with has been a decent team. When he was with Jack Swagger, he actually made Swagger look better.
It's
the first time I've ever liked Natty. Also, I like her little role, the valet type.
Cesaro Kidd dude should swap out with Natty for a match.
Me and Rage were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Natty's attire has gotten a lot skankier since
she's up. Of course, Yeah. R-Truth picking That's up the true. Victory on Stardust. So now I guess he's no longer scared of spiders.
Thank God.
Crackhead prevailed.
You know, I am going to leave it up to Lee to talk about it tomorrow. But I got to tell you, your social media behavior is atrocious.
Me? I don't know how many times we're going to talk about this. What I do on my social media is my business. Do I criticize what you do on your social media?
Your job,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, my large friended friend. I'm going to tell you something.
Wow, he's on fire today.
Let me tell you something, okay? What I post on social media would not warrant a call to the local authorities.
No, because he's always stuck in traffic when he posts something.
Exactly.
So what I post is warranted a call to the local authorities.
Well, listen, I don't sit around looking for pictures of the Hulk screwing a building.
Actually, I didn't even want to hear that. That was sitting right on my newsfeed. I didn't search for it. I just found it.
And you had to share with it.
You had to share it with everybody.
Do I complain about the immense food porn you post on yours? No.
Hey.
Right. Food is food, not.
Listen, nobody's gone to jail
for screwing
trucks. Nobody has ever gone to jail over a burger having an orgasm on Facebook.
Like I said, what I post is my prerogative. Ooh, Paul Heyman's gonna be in a Stone Cold podcast. Yes.
Relax, dude. Relax. Don't mess yourself. But there you go, folks. All the rumors are done and over with. Stone Cold podcast coming back Monday, June 1st, with Paul Heyman. I have a feeling. We may have to preempt Freaks and Effing Geeks that day and air it a little bit later on, because this seems to be very important. But anyways, we'll address that. No, we're not skipping the show. We're preempting this.
The groundwork for Stone Cold and Brock at Mania next year begins.
That ain't happening, man. If he's under Brock Lesnar, he's going to have to sign so many waivers. It's not even going to be worth it.
That neck is going to be worked on.
Exactly.
Okay, Stone Cold can go. He broke Stallone's neck in that fucking movie they filmed. They fucking
mistake. Yeah, but Stallone's what?
Exactly. Stallone, not Brock Lesnar.
Stallone's 107.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, as a matter of fact, I mean, Stone Cold he likes a tough Japan type style. For $1 million, he'll take some shots.
Shout out to the third F5, and his neck is all contorted, and he can't walk again.
All right, moving on with the next match. I'm going with Cesaro and Kid, by the way. I quit match. The United States Heavyweight Championship is on the line. John Cena against Rusev. We'll start with Phil on this match.
As much as this pains me, I gotta stick with the cape. I gotta stick with Super Cena.
Okay.
I thought Rusev was gonna win throughout until this match, particularly, or SummerSlam, but it wasn't going to happen. So, yeah, Cena for the win, unfortunately. I'm sure it'll be a good match, though, because, I mean, he hasn't been that bad.
No, but then again, he's been with good hands.
Yeah, this is true.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Brian?
I'm like Phil. I hate seeing the Cena in the Great American Bash Tour with his fucking belt, but it's going to probably be Cena, but I'm hoping there's like a mic piped in, an old school gimmick, and like Cena quits, Rusev wins the belt. I would be so happy if that happens. But
I'm going
with Rusev. I'm gonna throw Rusev out there, but that's a freaking long shot. That's like Rage fucking eating more castles than me. But yeah.
Speaking of the Great American Bash, I was thinking today that, you know, we've been discussing about various topics that we need to do for roundtables and specials and things like that. And I think this summer we're going to do a roundtable dedicated to the summertime classic known as the Great American Bash.
That's right, baby.
That's in June, right?
Nice. Well, maybe I'm in, down for that. Maybe I love in that shit. July, something like that. We'll aim for around July. But yes, the Great American Bash, we're going to have a roundtable dedicated specifically to the bash. Anyways, Rage.
Now, real quick, is Lana, she's still with
she's
Rusev,
still with
correct?
Rusev, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So after
Being that Superman never quits, I'm going to go with Superman. And I think this is going to signify the breakup of Lana and Rusev. Okay. Something's going to happen.
Good point.
Yeah, something's going to happen where they those two are going to split up.
Tony C.
And we get the sweet, sexy CJ Parker.
Tony C.
Well,
you got to think about this, homie.
I thought about this long and hard last night. Committee met. You know, we watched the tape frontwards and backwards.
We pulled still frames.
Still frames and everything. But I have to say, we're going to have to go with Captain America.
Okay.
John Cena.
And I left Surfer last on purpose.
I think I'm going with USA, but I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled a Rock Foley tonight.
Oh, say what you
oh,
really
come
mean.
Come on.
You say?
I quit.
Say what
I
you
quit.
Really mean.
What do you mean, say what I really mean?
That's say what you really want to say.
I just did. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled a Rock Foley tonight.
Say my man. Say the greatest living American who ever lived. John Cena is going to win.
Hey, be quiet for a second. If you saw it on Raw when they kept playing the I Quit from Cena over and over, that could be played tonight.
I quit. Wait a minute. I didn't see Cena's lips move.
Well, Cena could be knocked out from the accolade and then...
Has to be something silly like that. Yeah, I'm going with John Cena though, because I tend to side with rumors from time to time if they make sense, and WWE producing a new US title makes sense, and that means
bring back the belt.
No, I don't know about that, Tony.
They're going to bring back a belt that represents freedom. And liberty.
It'll be the shape of a
Cena.
It's gonna be the shape of something American, like
apple pie, baby,
like a slice of pizza.
So maybe if they bring back the spender belt, does that mean Cena gets to go to a nightclub and get stabbed again?
Oh my God! If that happens again, Jesus. Anyways, moving on. Bray Wyatt against Ryback.
Oh God.
Bray Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Are you going with Wyatt? Tony C.
Ryberg.
Phil.
I'm going to take the big man, too.
Brian.
Ryback.
You're going Ryback. And Rage.
Yeah, this is my Pittsburgh, so I'm going with the big guy.
You're going with the big guy. I'm going with Bray Wyatt on this one. I have a feeling...
He don't lose many matches.
This is true. Good point.
And but what are they going to do? What are they going to do with him afterwards?
I think Goldberg. I think Ryback is going to get sacrificed tonight. Something
really?
In that. I think he's going to be like indoctrinated into the Wyatt family somehow.
You think the rest of the fam is going to come down?
It's like when they took in Daniel Bryan. I don't know.
So you think Ryback's going to?
It could be something along those lines.
Pop are going to come down?
Maybe. And, of course, before we move on to the main event, I want to remind everybody, like I said at the top of the show, stick with us. We're going to be chatting all night long in the network chat room. And, of course, be back here at 11 p.m. for our post-show live here on Rant AM Radio. Match results can be found on the website, rantemradio.com, and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, at rantemradio. The next time we bring you some coverage will be this Wednesday for NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. We'll have a pre-show hosted by the Impact player Phil Redd. That'll be on the air at 7 p.m. Then you'll be chatting with us for 2 hours in the network chat room, and then at 10 p.m. you'll get a full episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. That'll include the recap of the NXT special. I suggest you tune in for the simple fact that we don't know what's going to happen on Wednesday night, and if rumors are true, and I don't know if they're true or not, keep your eyes peeled to the WWE Network, because you may see another Samoan enter the WWE Universe.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you.
Nickname of the night in the chat room is Hacksaw Lou Reed. That is outstanding, whoever you are.
Then, of course, we'll be back here 2 weeks from tonight for the Elimination Chamber event on the WWE Network. Your main event, WWE World Heavyweight Championship will be on the line when the champion, Seth Rollins, must defend his title against three other men, those challengers being Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, and the Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose. Go around the room, see what everybody is thinking. We'll start with Tony C.
Oh. Gonna take Seth Rollins, but I'll put a butt on this with my dark horse being Randy Orton with the swerve.
Somebody burn rice. Isabella, go and find out if your dad burned the rice. Somebody's burning food in the house. Anyways.
So, yes, we're going with Seth Rollins or either Randy Orton for the swerve. With the reason for Randy Orton is the rumor going out, it's going to be him and Brock at SummerSlam. So,
okay.
That's one.
Surfer.
I'm going with Ambrose, but this is going to. Seth Rollins. But this is going to be the start of Ambrose's push towards that championship. I mean, he's going to, by the time he gets that belt, he's going to be so white hot, that now he's going to be funny.
Okay, Phil.
Yeah, Surfer stole my thunder. I was thinking the same thing. I'm thinking Rollins is going to win. Ambrose is going to be the dark horse, but if he doesn't win, he's going to get that crazy push. And you know, rightfully so. I think he's done his due diligence since before Mania, so about that time.
Okay.
And the crowd just loves him when he comes out now. Yep, once he really gets a real push towards the title.
I totally agree, Surfer.
Brian.
I said this last time, I think Randy Orton's going to win. I think he's been in a lot of main events on Raw lately. His Vine videos somehow got him popular again. It's been a long time since he's had that belt, so he's due.
It's probably been a little over a year, year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, I think Orton. I don't know how long he'll hold it, but I think Orton. Maybe fucking Seth will win it on Raw with his rematch club.
That means Kane is done.
I think Kane is going to come back, and I think him and Rollins are just going to have a general match at a pay-per-view. Just nothing really.
What's next? What? Well, the title they got defended in the chamber anyway. So.
Well, probably, but the next pay-per-view after the chamber is going to be
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. So, did I not call it? Well, no, that's Macho Man's music. They did that on Raw.
Oh, God.
I did say that on Raw, but let's see. Can we get some audio from the WWE Network? Por favor.
I cannot believe how they are dressed right now.
I told you, Phil. I told you. Here we go.
He's got the Hogan handlebar gimmick and everything going.
Yep. Guys, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
I don't know. Looks more like Macho Man and the Huckster. What? All we need is Gilbert. This match on the WWE.
That was like a woman's robe.
I told you, Phil.
You did. You did.
Calm down.
Now I really hope the attention kicks their ass now. I thought it was Hogan at first.
No.
Good job.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Well.
He's got the blonde hair and everything. That is a great
thing. Yeah,
Standout didn't really go all the way with it.
Of course he did. What was he going to do?
He rips the shirt.
But what
he
was,
rips
what,
the shirt.
Rage,
the
what was he going to do?
The tights could have been a little more... The tights could have been a little bit more flashy. He could have came out there with Macho Man, like the cowboy hat-ish thing, that kind of thing. He didn't go all the way with it.
You know, back in the day, if you'd have got the Mega Powers versus the Road Warriors, man... Talking about killing, that would have killed.
They should have got Jay Lethal.
They should have just put the damn spikes on Ascension and called them the fucking Blood Warriors.
Why not? Anyways,
the crowd did you when he pointed at him just now.
Who was the last person to do this? The picking here, I think it was Brian, right?
Yep.
Okay, Brian, did you give your pick?
Yeah. Orton, new WWE past champion.
Rage?
No reason for Rollins to lose it now. I still see a match with him and Lesnar at SummerSlam, so.
Okay. I have two, but I'm going to make one selection. I think I'm going with Dean Ambrose. And I think it's going to happen unexpectedly. And I think he's going to lose the title back. He'll lose it back to Rollins at the Elimination Chamber. So he's going to be a short run for him. Kind of like how Ziggler had like a 3-day run as world champion the first time, something like that.
Well, why would they do that? Would a 3-week build up? That's it.
You know what? It would make sense because the Authority wouldn't want Ambrose as champion. They could care less about Orton and Reigns, but the last person would be Ambrose.
Yeah.
Because they don't like Ambrose. Not that they like Orton and Reigns.
But then are you putting Ambrose back?
I'd put
Ambrose in the Money in the Bank then?
Yeah.
Once he loses?
Yeah. Or he gets his rematch against Seth Rollins.
At Money in the Bank.
You know? That's what I think is going to happen.
More than likely, though,
Orton's just going to be there. I don't think nothing's going to happen.
Because him and Reigns
I picked the Ascension. Who else picked the Ascension? They just won.
I think just you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see him explode now, so.
Double Eight, and also, I don't know if you heard the rumor, it's supposed to be Triple H and Roman Reigns at Mania, at SummerSlam, so.
No, I hope not. God.
It was supposed to already happen. It was supposed to be last year.
Triple H has no business doing this right now at all.
I guess they're going to keep screwing Reigns, and then it's finally going to lead up to that. But that'll give Reigns something to do.
Yeah. Well, that's it, folks. Like I said, stick around. Coming up next, we'll be chatting all night long. During the pay-per-view. We'll be back here at 11 o'clock with a post-show, recapping everything that went down. And, of course, don't forget, match results, Facebook and Twitter, at RantAM Radio, all that fun stuff. But yes, join us 3 hours time at 11 p.m. for the post-show. Any final thoughts before we sign off here?
Shout out to Rex.
Feel the power!
New day!
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of jumping around in the chat room after the New Day wins. If they win,
Blackbirds, baby. Blackbirds.
Blackbirds. Yes, sir.
I'm just hoping we get a good pay-per-view like last month. I hope they surprise us. We get something good tonight.
So do I. I mean, I
want to swerve.
I want something delicious, man. Give me something delicious.
I mean, it's Baltimore.
I want Brock to show up.
Oh.
No.
Brock to show up with two fucking cases of White Castles in his hand. Walk down to the fucking ring. Look at fucking Rage and say, "You're going down.
Bitch," like that.
Duplex. City.
You know what? I don't need any of you in my corners. I don't need any of you.
Nobody's. It's not that we're not in your corner, Rage.
You got plenty of support.
I don't need you, Rage. I support you, Rage. I support you. Brian supports you. Mr. X don't support you.
You're gonna support this ass chicken when I I'm gonna get you.
Dude. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. I don't know if I'm more excited about Brian making the trip up or Rage's his mojo about this. His
Rage,
shit.
You should be more excited about your date than this damn, whatever this castle
maybe, slam. Maybe he'll bring his date to the event. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I'm not bringing a girl to watch White Castle Burger. It's not going to happen.
Rage.
Are you ashamed of your friends, Rage? Are you ashamed of
him? No, but you know what he is ashamed of?
Just some of you.
No, you know what he is ashamed of? Showing her how he really got to be the way he is.
Oh man,
Double A's just sitting.
Double A's on. Don't bother dialing, folks. Double A's off the hook this evening.
Call him butter because he is on the roll.
He's on the roll, baby.
I gotta tell you, I had a bowl of pasta with some meat sauce and two garlic breads. I'm good for tonight. So
inside a hater raid, is that it?
What was that?
Inside a hater raid?
Exactly. That's just how it is. I mean,
That's just how it is.
And I got a kink in my back, so I'm a bit surly today. And Rage just decided to step on my toes and aggravate me.
Ever since you brought up the social media, or you saw social media, that puts you in a fucking rage.
Yeah, pretty much, you know? I mean, just, yeah.
I mean, he's no, Double A, you're no surfer when he's accused of having a porcelain doll, but, you know.
I should, jeez.
You hold your own.
I mean, there's a reason why Surfer buys duct tape. I mean, come on. Anyways, no, I didn't mean that,
y'all
of course.
Not going to be happy until I go to F off.
You already gave us a preview.
You already did, yeah. You already did that. Anyways, we're going to see everybody in 3 hours' time. We'll see everybody in 3 hours' time here on Radio Radio. So for Tony C, Surfer, Phil, Brian, and Rage, I'm Double A. We'll see you at 11 o'clock for the post show. Enjoy Payback. Get it.